This CD contains 3 tracks. This brief introduction, which gives some guidance for setting yourself up to do the movement practices. Then the second track is a mindful movement practice. And the third track is a standing and walking meditation. Because the purpose of these practices is to bring a kindly and gentle curiosity to yourself in the way you attend to your experience, it's important to be in touch with your body's limits, which can vary from day to day. Honouring what feels right for you, stopping if any practice does not feel right for you. Certainly, if the same movement repeatedly causes you pain, that is a sign that you're letting your mind override the messages of your body. So in that case, you would need to not stretch so far, or to rest or adjust the movement to suit you. If you have any strains, pain, injuries or weaknesses in your body, or if you're pregnant, please take particular care of yourself, and if necessary, check in with the appropriate healthcare professional before doing these practices. However, the practices are not designed to be strenuous, and can all be adapted in ways that support your body, so feel free to make any such adaptations that you would like to. So making sure that you take whatever breaks you need to, for example making the movements as slowly and as carefully as you need to, and only holding any stretches for as long as feels right for you to do so. Many of the movement practices can be adapted to be done in a chair, and if you cannot do the practice in the way that it is guided, you can also visualize yourself doing it. You are in control of what you do. So finding a place where you can do these practices undisturbed. For the movement practice, it's great if you have enough room to swing your arms, and where it is both warm enough, and there is also enough air to keep you refreshed. You might find it helpful to take off your shoes and socks when doing the movement practice. With the walking meditation, this can be done indoors in a fairly small, cleared space. Although it is ideal if you can find a space that allows you to walk 10 to 20 paces. So if circumstances permit, it can be good to do this outside, using 2 objects like a tree or a mark on the ground to set the boundary of your walking patch.